Thanks for tuning in today. One of the themes that underlies every single episode of the show is the deep inner work, that inner child work, right? And so I have opened up a few VIP intensive sessions with me. It's a 3-hour session where we go deep and we unlock the subconscious beliefs that are holding you back from the life you know you deserve. Clients are seeing incredible results. They say, Amy, my husband noticed immediate differences. I feel different in my day-to-day. Even my team and my children notice the difference. And it all can happen in a 3-hour intensive session. So I want you to click the link. That's a link to the application because only a select few will be able to join in this kind of an intensive. It's a one-on-one with me, which is, again, a rare opportunity, but one that God really has put on my heart for women just like you who are ready to skyrocket their success and do it in an expedited way. So I hope you'll take advantage of this opportunity, and I hope to see you there. Have a blessed day. Welcome to the Elevated Podcast. I'm Amy Van Slambrick, former corporate executive turned therapist and coach to high-profile women and couple entrepreneurs, and we are going to have the conversations you've always wanted to have with the people you have always wanted to know. We are going to bring your life, your faith, your business, and most of all, your relationships to an elevated level through conversations you've never heard before. Tune in and stay with us because it's about to get really, really elevated. Where were you on April 8th, 2024? I'm recording this on the day that the solar eclipse was visible from North America, and especially visible where I am in Dallas. It was an incredible, just awesome in the true sense of that word, just an awesome experience. And God reminded me so much of the power of both the sun and smaller things that are in our lives that try to eclipse us, try to eclipse the sun of your soul. There's so many ways that we can feel like we're being hidden behind something that should be and is in actuality smaller than us. And yet for moments in time, and sometimes for long extended moments in time, they eclipse us. They eclipse you. It could be a toxic relationship. It could be a narcissist. It could be scarcity. It could be anything that comes into your life. It could be health. It could be even time and small distractions. You know, I think so much of what we learn through trauma has to do with the fact that our identity becomes very evidently fragile in that moment. Our sense of safety and security, our sense that all is right in the world, our sense that we are safe to be ourselves and safe to be in the emotions of joy and anticipation and laughter, anything vulnerable, suddenly in that moment of trauma, all of that comes to a screeching halt, and we realize that danger is closer than we think. At least that is the message that we take into ourselves. That's the message that you likely took into yourself. And so from that moment forward, until we do the healing work, you are constantly on high alert, scanning the environment for anything that might violate your experience. And you sure are not going to allow yourself to show up big and show up boldly and show up in joy, at least without a lot of sacrifice. And sometimes that comes through anger, like I'll show you kind of moment. Sometimes that comes through desperation, and sometimes it just doesn't come at all. But this eclipse really, really illustrated for me and what I want to bring to you today, because I see you listening. I feel you listening. Is that just the time when we think, well, nothing is trying to eclipse me. I'm good. That's when we ought to be worried, not in a fight or flight kind of way, but in a way that says, I am not scanning the perimeter of my environment. There are two ways to respond to the danger of things that try to eclipse our lives. One is to be in fight or flight, which actually makes us weaker and more vulnerable because we are in that kind of rigid, in lack kind of state. It's a poverty mindset to be in that kind of fight or flight. Like there's not enough protection. There's not enough of a barrier. There's not enough strength within me. Anything that's not enough to battle the threat that we're feeling. But we can also scan the environment for danger in a very powerful way. If you imagine a queen right now scanning her kingdom and looking around, she's not going to be cowering and wringing her hands. No, she's going to be looking at it because it's her domain. It's her kingdom. And God has put you in charge of your life and your kingdom and your relationships and your prosperity in the sense that you get to protect it. You get to watch out for things that are trying to take away its identity and the true promise that you've been given over it. I'm going to be doing a lot of talking about wealth and trauma and wounds and how we as women intermingle all three of those. But what I want to talk to you today is about scanning the environment, looking within yourself for what things are trying to hide you, what things are trying to give you the message that you can't count on prosperity, that prosperity isn't for you. And prosperity, believe it or not, is illustrative of our healing and is illustrative of love. I'm talking about more than just monetary prosperity. I mean, it's a state of your soul. It is the antithesis of being in a wounded, hurt, traumatized state. And there are lots of things that are trying to hinder you from being fully present and fully seen. That can be in the form of old tapes. That can be in the form of people who you should have extricated from your life a long time ago. Anybody there feels like, wow, they do not want me to show up here. They are constantly saying, now don't get too big for your britches, or don't you think that's a little bit too much? Or who do you think you are to do that? There are so many ways that those insidious messages can get planted inside of our hearts. Distractions are eclipsers. Poor management of time. Sometimes even surrendering and kind of, oh gosh, I just can't take it. I'm just gonna chill out today, right? I don't imagine you do that very often because I know you and you are driven. And if you're like me, relaxing takes scheduling, right? We've got to schedule when we relax. And even that, in our busyness, in our drive for achievement, in our drive for success, we can be hydroplaning, and that in and of itself eclipses your true identity and the true meaning of what your life is supposed to hold. And until you start to get wise to those things, until you start to say, there is no way you are going to block the light that God wants to shine through my life, then you are constantly going to be living in an approximated, dimmed light of what you're supposed to be living in. You were promised to have life and have it abundantly. And so here are three ways that you can really start to get wise to the eclipsers in your life. I want you to, one, scan your relationships. I want you to go around your inner circle or the people who you call your friends, those around you, maybe not just in your inner circle, but a little bit outside of that. And I want you to just rate them. Do they feel more like an eclipser, or do they feel like somebody who wants my full light to shine? And I want you to do a time audit as well, because time and how we fill it can be a great eclipser for us living out our purpose, for you accomplishing what you're wanting to accomplish, for you going after all the things that God has given you to go after in your life. And I want you to really, really take a deep dive into looking at the ways that your time and what you're filling it with are eclipsing the things that you really ought to be doing. And no matter how far along you are in your entrepreneurial journey, the time audit is always powerful. That journey is never ending. So if you're at 7, 8, even 9 figures, still do the time audit. And the third thing I want you to do is I want you to start checking in with your body 3 times a day. I want you to ask yourself, how am I feeling right now, physically and emotionally? And that will be an indicator of what the environments are that you are in that are eclipsing who you are. How do you feel when you're being eclipsed? You're closed in, you're tight, right? You feel like you can't say much. You feel like you're constantly biting your tongue. You're putting aside your physical needs. And when we start tuning into your body and your spirit, that's also tuning into the healthy inner child, and it's giving you voice. I want you to try these 2 things and see if by the end of the next 2 weeks, between now and the next episode, you don't feel a little brighter. And I bet the world is starting to reflect a brighter version of you. I love you. As cliche as it sounds, I want you to shine your light. The world will miss the illumination that you are meant to provide if you don't declare war on all of the eclipsers in your life. I love you. And if you want to get in on more of this, I want you to follow the link that's in the show notes. And I want you to email me the word abundance, because I have an amazing new opportunity for you to learn all about how to break through any kind of blocks or wounds that are preventing you from your wealth. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Elevated Podcast. You can find out more about me and the amazing guests on our show on my website, amyvanslambrook.com. And if you have a moment, we'd love to hear your honest review of the show, because nothing lights my day up more than seeing your comments, your questions, your aha moments, because that's what this is all about. We want to elevate your thinking so you can elevate your life.